Today's daf is Brachas daf Lamed Ches, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis Troikonin. Today's daf is being learned as a Zuchus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza. Zok de Gemara, Troikonin Chayovin Bechala. Ki Asa Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel, he reported that he heard from Rabbi Yochanan that Troikonin Piturim in Achal. Says the Gemara, we have a machloikas whether one is obligated to be mafresh challah from Troikonin, one is not obligated to be mafresh challah from Troikonin. My Troikonin, what is Troikonin? Am Rabbayo. Abaya said, Kuba Da'ara. Rashi says that people would sometimes make a hole, dig a ditch at the base of the oven, and they would sometimes pour water and flour into that base, and they would bake something that resembled bread. That's what's known as Troikonin. And apparently there was a machlekes amayiron, whether one has to be mafresh challah from Troikonin, or whether one does not have to. Says the Gemara of Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Teresa p'tur min achal. One does not have to be mafresh challah from Teresa. My Teresa. So the Gemara is going to give three suggestions. Ikadami, some say, gavo miratach. You take batter of dough, you throw it onto a hot stove so that it's going to cook, it's going to bake, it's going to fry, but it's not done in the conventional way that you bake bread. As a result, you're going to be potter min achal. Ikadami, some say, nahama de hindaka. It's Indian bread. Rashi says that the Indians would take dough, they would put it on a kebab, and they would bake it that way. So it's a bread kebab of some sorts. Chazal said that you don't have to be mafresh challah from the Indian bread. Ikadamri, and yet others said, lechem ha'asi l'kutach. What it means is, it's the unique type of bread that people used to eat together with kutach. So kutach was a dairy dip that appears many times in Shas. People ate it together with bread, but the bread that they used to eat with kutach was unique. What was unique about it, says Rashi, was they wouldn't bake it in the oven, but rather they would bake it in the sun. And being that this is an unconventional bread, it's baked in the sun, the halacha is, again, p'tur menachal. Tani Reb Chiya, lechem ha'asu l'kutach, p'tur menachal. As it relates to lechem ha'asu l'kutach, whether that's Teresa or not Teresa, but lechem ha'asu l'kutach, that bread is p'tur menachal. V'tanya afraid to gemara, is that true? We learned in another b'raisa chai b'chal. To be a contradiction between the two braises. So the Gemara says, Hasam kediktani taima, Rabbi Yehuda Omer maseh mochichin aleha. No, that braise is different. That braise isn't your standard lechem ha'asu l'kutach, but rather in that braise, the person that made the bread, he actually shaped it in the form of bread. As a result, it has the halachic status of bread. In fact, a son ka'oven, if you made it look like rolls, look like regular bread, chayavin, kilamudim. If, however, the person wasn't sensitive, he didn't really care what it looked like, it's in that case, you're going to be potter. I guess usually when people made lechem for kutach, they didn't really care if it looked very nice. The point was it was going to be used more to dip into the kutach. If someone, in fact, makes lechem also the kutach, and he does it ke'oven, he makes it look like regular bread, the halacha is, then in that case, he will be chayav v'chal. So it sounds like the mere fact that it was baked in the sun, that is not in and of itself necessarily a reason that it should be potter min achal. Because you see that if he made it look like bread, it has the turisa dinahama, it has the tzura of pas, even if it was baked merely in the sun, a big chiddush, still the halach is, it's treated like bread, and you'd be chayv and chal. By the Rav Yosef, hay kuba da'ara, may mevorchen ilove. So we mentioned that there was a machlokes amayroim, Troikonin, chayiv and chala, p'tur min achala. What's troikonin? The Gemara said it's kuvad ha'ar, it's this ditch that was made at the base of the oven where people would pour water and flour and they would make something that resembled bread. Okay, so we have a shayla. If you're chayiv and chala, you're p'tur min achala. But if I ask Rabbi Yosef a different question, if somebody wants to eat it, it's kosher, you're certainly allowed to eat it. So the question is, what bracha rishoyna are you supposed to make? Amale. So he told him, me savris nahamahu. What's your shayla? Oh, meaning you have it sad that maybe you should make a moitzi lechem in haaretz because it's regular bread. It's not regular bread. Guvla ba'almahu. All it is baked dough, but it's not bread. And being that it's not bread, you don't make a moitzi lechem in haaretz. Now, it is made from grain, and as a result, you have the halacha that anything that's made from the chamesh haminim make a boyer minim mezoinis. So he told them the halacha is umavar chinon ilavei boyer minim mezoinis. Mazucha kava sudasi ilavei. Mazucha was once kevei a suda. He sat down, And at the center point of his meal, he had this kuva da'ara. And because of that, u'baruch ilaveh ha'moitzi lecha min ha'aretz v'sholish brachas. And this is a chiddush that we've seen already. And that is that something that is not necessarily bread, but if you're kaveya suda on it, that can upgrade its status from a halachic standpoint, that the brachas will change. And the brachas will mirror the brachas that you make for bread. So that even though it's not really bread, you'd make ha'moitzi beforehand, you'd have to bench after. So I'm ravashi, v'adam yoitzi behem, yidei chayvasi bepesach. A person could be yoitza his chi of matzo with kuva da'ara. You can bake matzahs in kuva da'ara. Time, but what's the reason? Lechemoyni karina bay. It's called lechemoyni. Amar Mar Bravashi, hay duf she detarmi. So we mentioned one halacha that Mar Bravashi said regarding brachas. We're talking about different types of breads. So the Gemara is going to digress for a moment. Another halacha that Mar Bravashi said regarding sugyas and ketzad mevarchim. Hay duf she detarmi. Honey that comes from dates. Mevarchim ilave shahakol niya bedvare. You make a shahakol niya bedvare. And that's a chiddush. The reason it's a chiddush is because on dates, you make a bayir priyates. A date grows on a tree, so you make a bayir priyates. So you would think that the dvash that comes from the date that grew on the tree should be no different than the date itself. You should also make a bayir priyates. Mar Baravashi taught us a chiddush, and that is that the honey that comes from the date, you don't make a bayir priyates, rather you make a shakal niya b'dvar. My time, and what's the reason? Zeya ba'almuhu. Zeya literally means sweat. We don't look at it as the pre itself, but rather we look at it as some extract that came from the pre. We look at it as sweat, schwitz, that came from the peri. On the peri, you make a bayir priyates. On the zeya that comes from the peri, you don't make a bayir priyates. As the Gemara, keman ki aitana. Really, this halacha, Mar Baravashi, is totally in a machlokes tana. And clearly, Mar Baravashi was picking and choosing. Meaning, he said this halacha according to one tana. Which tana? Rabbi Yeshua. As we'll see, time we learned in the Mishnah, Dvash Tamarim, the honey that comes from dates, v'yayin tapuchim, apple cider, chaymitz, funiyos, and the vinegar that comes from certain types of grapes, ushar mei peiros, or other fruit juices, whether it's apple juice or orange juice or any type of juice, shel truma, if someone ate it and it was truma, so the underlying fruit was truma, but this person didn't eat the fruit, but rather he took the orange that was truma, and he ate, made orange juice from it, and then ate the oranges. So the question is this person looked as if he ate truma, or is he not looked as a V.A. Truma. L'may nafkimina, do you have to pay the Karen v'chaymish? If somebody eats Truma, you pay Karen, you have to make the Kayhanim whole, but in addition to that, you have to pay a tax, you have to pay a chaymish. The question is, when you didn't eat the fruit itself, rather you ate the juice that comes from the fruit, is that considered as if you ate the fruit regarding chaymish or not? It's a machloikish, Rebbe Leza mechayiv Karen v'chaymish. Rebbe Leza says you have to pay a Karen v'chaymish. Rebbe Shua Paita, Rebbe Shua says you don't have to pay a Karen v'chaymish. What's in essence the machloikish? Says Rashi, the machloikish is the juice that comes from the fruit viewed as a fruit? Or is it not viewed as the fruit? Rebbe Leza viewed it as the fruit. As a result, you ate truma. The fruit is truma. What comes from the fruit is also truma. You have to pay a keren v'chaymish. Rabbi Yeshua said it's true the fruit is truma. But this is not the fruit. It's zeya ba'alma. It's an extract from the fruit. There's no truma. If it's not truma, then you're not going to pay a keren v'chaymish. What did Mar Avashi say? That what bracha do you make on fruit juices? He said it regarding dvash tomorrow. But it's true for all fruit juices. He said you make a shakal niya b'dvari. Why? Because it's zeya ba'alma. Oh, it's literally Rabbi Yeshua's shita. Hence the Gemara's lashon kimanki aitana, meaning my Rav Ashi's halacha is true according to Rabbi Yeshua. It wouldn't be true according to Rabbi Eliezer. So one of the rabbanon told Rava churima mahu. What's the halacha? Meaning what bracha do you make on churima? So the Gemara says, how about to the Rava my kamale? So this younger man comes into Rava and he asks him a question. He says, Rava, I want to eat trima. What bracha am I supposed to make on trima? Rava didn't know what trima was. So he asked Ravina Kamei the Rava. Ravina was sitting next to Rava, and he realized that Rava didn't understand the question. So he helped Rava out a little bit. Amalez, he turns to this younger man. He says, tell me, you want to know what bracha you make on trima? Which trima is this? The shumshumi kamrit? You want to eat the sesame trima? Or the kurtami amrit? You want to eat saffron? That's a type of herb. Terima. Or the furtsini ka'amrit. Or do you want to eat the terima that comes from grape pits? Says the Gemara. As Ravina was asking the younger man these questions, Rava suddenly realized from the question, says Rashi, what terima must be. Ad hachi vachi aski Rava l'dayte. Amalei says, I know what you mean. Chashilta vadu ka'amrit. You want to know what bracha you make on a food when the food was crushed. Terima means crushed. And that's what Ravina said. You're talking about crushed sesames. You're talking about crushed grape pits. Be a little bit more specific. But the side of the question was, the core of the question was, if you make a certain bracha on a food item, now that food item was crushed, does the bracha somehow change, or is the bracha the regular bracha? Says the Gemara. Rava told him, oh, I understand your question. That karten milsa hadam Ravasi. I know the answer as well, because I heard this from Ravasi. Ravasi said regarding truma again. Hi, Tam Rishol truma. If you have dates that are truma, mutal lasis mem truma, you're allowed to make truma. V'osal lasis mem cheicha, but you're not allowed to make beer. Now, why are you not allowed to make beer with tamarim of truma? Because it's halacha that you're not allowed to damage truma. And even if in your mind you're doing it because you want to do it, it doesn't matter. There's a halacha that truma is kadosh. It's almost like kachim. And as a result, you have to be very sensitive with the way you deal with truma. So you're not allowed to take tamarim of truma and make beer from it, but you are allowed to make terima from it. So you can make terima from your truma. The point is that when you make terima, when you crush the truma, you're not damaging it to the point that we don't look at it as if it's the same thing that it always was. So if you're allowed to do it for truma, it means it's the same item. If it's the same item, it should have the same bracha. Says the Gemara, what's the halacha? V'hilchas ha-tamri va'avdinu terima mevarchani lavayu boir priyoetz. Then on terima you make a boir priyoetz. My time, what's the reason? V'milsayu kaimu kedem eikara, because in essence, it's the same thing like Rava just said, nothing changed. Therefore, you're allowed to make terima from truma, and it's also for that reason, if you have a fruit and you make terima from the fruit, if the fruit was a bayer priyais, now it's in a state of trima, it's going to be the same bayer priyais. But that's all true for trima. That's true if you took the fruit and you crushed it. But you still have the fruit here. It's just a crushed fruit. What about the zeya? What about the juices? If you squeeze a fruit and now juice came out, what bracha do you make on the juice? So for that we had a halacha from Mar Bar Avashi that the Gemara said is really totally in a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Mar Bar Avashi was going according to Rabbi Yeshua. If it's a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, of course we passing like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Eliezer is shamuti in halacha. We almost never passing like Rabbi Eliezer in halacha. So if that's the case, the halacha certainly would follow Mar Bar Avashi, and that is that all fruit juices you make are shahakal nevedvari, and that's the halacha. Orange juice, shahakal, apples juice, shahakal. What do you mean? It comes from an apple. An apple is a fruit. So what's the teretz? This is the Gemara that we just learned. We'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf. But for now, this is the Gemara. The Gemara says it's Zeya Ba'alma. So if it's Zeya Ba'alma, the halacha is that you're going to make a shahakal near bedvar. What are the two exceptions to this? So Rashi speaks out right here. The two exceptions, of course, are wine and oil. Wine that comes from a fruit, we don't treat the wine as Zeya. Not only don't we treat it as Zeya to downgrade the bracha from a Eitz to Shahakal, we actually upgrade the bracha. Instead of a Bayer Priya Eitz, we turn it into a Bayer Priya Goffin. And really, the wine should be the same Zeya. Same between the wine and the orange juice. But that's the halacha. The halacha is that wine is chashev, and as a result, it gets a different bracha, but not a lesser bracha. It actually gets a superior bracha. It gets a Bayer Priya Goffin. The other exception is oil. Oil also, you don't make a Shahakal near Bedvare, but whereas for wine, where you don't make a shahakal, you make a better bracha, bayir priyagafim. Oil, you end up making the same bracha that you make for the olives, which is bayir priyas. What's the difference between wine and oil? So that the Gemara discussed on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. That was the first real ketzam of Archim Sugya that we had right in the beginning of the parak. Says the Gemara, me inyan le inyan ba'oisa inyan, which is different types of foods that we know very little about, and we're just trying to figure out what the food is and what bracha do you make. Says the Gemara, shasisa, what bracha do you make on shasisa? So what exactly is shasisa? Rashi says, we'll just read Rashi, machol ha'osui mikemach. This is a food that was made from flour. Okay, what type of flour? Kloyos of kernels, shenetziavshu batanur, that were dried in an oven, ba'id shachibolim lachet, while they were still moist. So if you would take kernels while they're moist, dry them in an oven, then apparently those kernels or the flour that comes with will be a little sweeter than ordinary flour. And it was for that reason there was a discussion in the Amayram, what bracha are you supposed to make on this Michael? Maybe it's different because it's sweeter. Says the Gemara, Machloikis, Rav Shmuel, Rav says, Shachal Nibet Varev, Shmuel, Shmuel says, Boy, my name is Zoynis. Amar Rav Chizav, Alei Pigi, there's really no Machloikis. Ha, ba, ava, ha, biraka. Rav that said, Shachal Nibet Varev, he was talking about a shasisa. Raka, he was talking about a loose shasisa. Where Shmuel that said that you make a bayer mina mezoinis, he was talking about where the batter was thicker. What's the difference? Avol, lachila avdila. When people want to eat shasisa simply because it tastes good, so they will make it a little bit thicker. Oh, if it's thicker, you probably made it lachila. If you made it lachila, you make a bayer mina mezoinis. But if you made it raka, presumably the refuah ka'avdila, you made it for refuah. So even though it's made from one of the chameshes mine dagon, and we're dealing with Rav and Shmuel were the ones that said, kol shum mi chameshes aminim, mevarchan olav, bayir minim ezoinis. They said, kol sheyesh bayim chameshes aminim, mevarchan olav, bayir minim ezoinis. But over here, Rav and Shmuel would both agree, right? Rav Chizah said, v'loi pligi. Even though Rav said it, Shmuel would agree to what Rav said. And that is on a shasisa raka, you make a shahakal. The reason is because it's the refuah. refuah kaavdila. So being that it's the refuah kaavdila, its bracha gets downgraded. Must have Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef asked the kasha on Rav. Again, Rav said that on a shasisa raka, the way Rav Chizkiya explained Rav Shita, you make a shahakolni a bedvari. Why? Because it's the refuah kaavdila. So instead of making the bairi mina mezonis, which you would think you would make, being that it's made out of one of the grains, instead you make a shahakolni. Rav Chizkiya asked the kasha from a brisa masechta Shabbos. V'shavin shabayich shenas hashosis b'shabbos. You're allowed to mix shosis on Shabbos. You're allowed to make this shasisa raka, the same one, on Shabbos. Additionally, the shoysin zisumat mitzri. You let it drink zisumat mitzri. So apparently, zisumat mitzri was some primitive laxative that people would sometimes take. So shasoy saraka was used l'refuah. The zisumat mitzri was also used l'refuah. And what the Bryce is saying is that these are things you're allowed to prepare on Shabbos. What's the kasha? Now, if you're going to tell me that a shasoy saraka is always deemed to be made l'refuah, refuah b'Shabbos mishari, then why are you allowed to make it on Shabbos? Meaning, Rav is saying you make a shaka. Why? Because shasoy saraka means refuah. If it means refuah, you shouldn't be able to make it on Shabbos. Probably the reason you're allowed to make it on Shabbos is because lav nafka it's l'refuah. If it's nafka afka l'refuah, the wise Rav saying that automatically you make a shakal. Amalei Abayo. So Abayo told him, Rav Yosef, who asked this question, Rav said, I don't understand. Atloy tizbra, what you hold that it's not okay to prepare a shasisa on Shabbos. But tonight we learned in the Mishnah, kolo ichlan eichlan refuah b'Shabbos. V'chala mashke choyse, meaning even though it's also to take things for refuah on Shabbos, but a food that you are eating the shame refuah that you are allowed to eat. It's a mefurish mishnah. There's no question that that's okay. So why are you so surprised by this halacha of the shavin shabayichshen as shasus l'shabbos? Meaning, it's a food. Now you'll tell me, isn't there an Isser Rufua b'Shabbos? The Teretz is what we just said. Gavro la'chilo kamechaven. Hachanami, gavro la'chilo kamechaven. Even though it's technically being used a Rufua, but at the end of the day, being that it is a food, so it's fine, because we could always say that you're eating it. Lishnachrina, another version of this. Elamai yisach lemeimer, gavro la'chilo kamechaven u'refua l'meilo kahavio. Just adding a few words. Hachanami, la'chilo kamechaven u'refua l'meilo kahavio. But the bottom line is, he says, I don't understand your kasha on Rav, avada. The shasisa raka was used the refuah, and that's why Rav held you make a shakal nivadvari for the fact that you're allowed to prepare it on Shabbos. That's not a chiddush, because at the end of the day, shasisa raka, even though people use the refuah, it's still a food. At the end of the day, it's a food. I mean that it's a food. That's why you can eat it on Shabbos. That's why you can prepare it on Shabbos, but it is still a refuah, and that's why you make a shakal nivadvari. Then the Gemara says, "V'tzricha the Rav." Rav had to say his chiddush, meaning Rav had to speak out that you make a bracha on shasisa raka, because the imehai, because had we only known the fact that you're allowed to prepare a shasisa raka on Shabbos, I wouldn't necessarily know that you have to make a bracha. I mean, the Gemara is suggesting that if you're allowed to prepare it on Shabbos, it means it's a food. If it's a food, then fashteitzach, you make a bracha. So why does Rav need to be mechadish that you make a bracha? So the Gemara says, because had we only known the halacha that you're allowed to prepare it on Shabbos, I would have thought, mechavin, urefua memelo kahavio. Aval hocha, but over here, kimitil katchila urefua kamechavin, loidavar, chilave klal. I mean, I would think that it's okay to use on Shabbos because it looks like it's l'shem achila. And maybe the only time the Chachamim said refuah b'Shabbos is also, it's a little tricky, is if it looks like it's l'shem refuah. But where it doesn't look like it's l'shem refuah, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. But it doesn't mean that it's not l'shem refuah. Meaning, maybe really it is l'shem refuah. And because it's l'shem refuah, maybe you're not supposed to make a bracha. Why then is it mutter on Shabbos? Because it doesn't look like it's l'shem refuah. It looks like you're just eating food. Aval hocha. But as it relates to the bracha, maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. Being that at the end of the day you're having enough from it, you're supposed to make a bracha. So bottom line, that last few lines was a little tricky. But the point is very simple. Shasisa. This is this food that was made from sweeter flour. What bracha do you make on shasisa? It started as a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav said you make a shakal nivadvari. Shmuel said you make a bairi mina mezonis. Rav Chizda said v'loy pligi. The food version of shasisa, you for sure make a bairi mina mezonis. Rav was talking about where it was a looser batter. That was not something that was customarily eaten. Chaylim would eat it. But being that Chaylim would eat it, so instead of making the standard bracha, bairi mina mezonis, we downgrade the bracha, so to speak, and instead of making a mezonis, you end up making a shahakal, says the Gemara. Shalapasu oimer, HaMoitzi. So in the Mishnah, we saw Ketzad Mevarchin, Ala Peres. What bracha do you make on Peres? And the Mishnah said, Al Peres Ha'ilon, Bayer Priya Eitz, Chotzman Ayayin, we make a Bayer Priya Gofen. Al Peres Ha'aretz, you make a Bayer Priya Adama, with the exception of bread. What bracha do you make on bread? Shala Pasu Oimer, HaMoitzi Lechem in Aretz. On bread you make HaMoitzi Lechem in Aretz. Everybody knows that. Bread you make HaMoitzi Lechem in Aretz. Stating that, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, and in the Braisa we're going to see it's really a Machlikis Tanot. Tanu Rabbanon. Mahu Oimer, what bracha do you make on bread? Says the Gemara, the Tanakama says, HaMoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. What the Mishnah says, Rav Nechemya Omer, Rav Nechemya argued. Rav Nechemya said, not HaMoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz with a hay, but rather, Moitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Omer Rava, Rava said, Bim Moitzi. Everybody agrees with Rav Nechemya that if somebody wants to make a bracha before he eats bread and say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Moitzi Lechem Min Haaretz, it for sure would be okay. Why? Because the word Moitzi is Da'apik Mashma. It suggests something that happened in the past tense, which is what we're trying to accomplish. Right? When you sit down and eat bread and you say Hashem, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, HaMoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz, you're thanking Hashem for the lechem that came from the Haaretz in the past tense. And the word Moitzi, without the hay in front of it, means in the past tense. How do you know that? The Chsiv, because Bilam said, Kel Moitzi Ami Mitzrayim. Bilam said this years after the Yidden left Mitzrayim. And he said Moitzi Ami without the hay, clearly talking about something that happened in the past. So if you would say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Moitzi Lechem Min Haaretz, according to everybody, would work. What was the machlokes from the Chemi and the Tanakamo, and the Chemi and the Chacham, and the HaMoitzi? If you didn't say Moitzi, you said HaMoitzi. But it's Avi Darbon and hold HaMoitzi Da'apik Mashma. Moitzi also works, because HaMoitzi is Mashma Da'apik, something that happened in the past. So this is Moshe Rabbeinu talking, when Moshe Rabbeinu describes the events that took place for the 40 years in the Midbar, and he says there were many times where we needed water, and Hashem brought water mitzura chalomish, from the rocks. Right? Hamoitzi l'chamayim mitzura chalomish. Hamoitzi with the hay, and again describing something that happened in the past sense. So Rabban would say, why is it not okay to say Hamoitzi lechem in aretz? Hamoitzi sounds like something that happened in the past. Lechem yisavrim, lechem yeholds, Hamoitzi the ma'apik mashma. Lechem yargis. He says, no, Hamoitzi is mashma, not something that happened in the past sense, but something that will happen in the future. And what was his raya? Shenemar. Because the pasuk says in Parashas Va'era, Hamoitzi yeschem mitachle sivlois mitzrayim. The pasuk over there is describing the dalud l'shoinus of Geula. And it says, v'lokachti yeschem lila'am. And this is right in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. So this is towards the beginning of the story of the Yidden of Mitzrayim. And it says that Hashem told Moshe, I'm going to take the Yidden. This is the message you should go tell the Jews. That I'm going to take them as a nation. Vayisi lochem lo to give you a datem. And they'll know, ki ani Hashem lokechem, hamoitzi eschem itachas of his Mitzrayim. Now when did this happen? When the Yidden were in Mitzrayim. And it says hamoitzi. So what does that mean? That means Hashem is describing an event that will take place in the future. So Hamoitzi doesn't mean something that happened in the past, but rather Hamoitzi is mashma, something that's going to happen in the future. So Rav Nechemya said, you can't say Hamoitzi, you have to say Moitzi. You know, the Gemara is saying, everybody holds Moitzi is good. The question is, Hamoitzi, did Chacham hold Hamoitzi is mashma, the apik, something that happened in the future? Rav Nechemya says, no, Hamoitzi is mashma, something that will happen in the future. The Gemara says, Rabban, what the Rabban hold on? Who hachi kamadu kuchabrik liso? Rabban, Hamoitzi is mashma, the past. I, that pasuk in Parashas Va'era, the word Hamoitzi in that pasuk is also describing an event that will happen or that already happened. What do you mean? We're describing an event that will happen in the future. How could it be describing an event that already happened? So the Gemara says, and read the pasuk like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael through Moshe, Kadma fiknu luchu, when I take you out of Mitzrayim, avidnu luchu milsa, I'm going to do something. Ki heichet yodisu, so that you will know, da nohu da fekus yaschoin mi Mitzrayim. That I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim, dichsiv, as the pasuk says, and that's what the pasuk means, v'yedatem, ki ani Hashem alokeichem amoyte. Meaning, the way you read the pasuk is, Hashem's telling Moshe, go tell the Yidim, lokachti yaschem lila'am, for Yisrael Chem Lodokim, and then I will do something so that when you left Mitzrayim, when it's Voitzeisi V'Yitzalti V'Goalti, you're already holding by after V'Lokachti, then I'll do something else that will allow you to know that I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. At that point, they'll be in the past tense. So Hamoitzi is describing the idea that the Yidden will have in the future. When in the future? After they left Mitzrayim. And after they leave Mitzrayim, they will know who took them previously out of Mitzrayim. But from a grammatical standpoint, from a pure dictic standpoint, Hamoitzi is describing not an event that will take place in the future, but rather an event that took place in the past. Again, what's the Gemara saying? What bracha do you make on bread? Hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. That's True, that's the Stam Mishnah. It's also the sheet of the Rabbanim. But Rav Nechemya argues. Rav Nechemya says you can't say Hamoitzi Lachem in Aretz. Hamoitzi sounds like you're thanking Hashem for bread that He will bring from the Aretz at some point in the future. No, you're thanking Hashem for the bagel that's sitting in front of you right now. So what then are you supposed to say? Moitzi Lachem in Aretz, not Hamoitzi, Moitzi. And the Gemara says, really, the Rabbanim agree Moitzi works. There's no discussion whether Moitzi works. The question is, does Hamoitzi work? Says the Gemara, this note. Mishtabchen le-Rabbonon, le-Rabzeira, as by Rabzvid. Rabbonon were praising Rabzeira about a certain person. I mean, they were praising a certain Yid in the presence of Rabzeira. So who's this Yid that they were praising? The son of Rabzvid, who was Achud Rav Shimon Bar Zvid. He was the brother of Shimon Bar Zvid. So the Gemara doesn't tell us what his name was. But we know his father was Rabzvid, and we know his brother was Rav Shimon, the son of Rabzvid. His name we don't know. But apparently he was very chashuv, and the Rabbonon were praising him in the presence of Rav Zeira. They said that he's an Adam Gadol who will baki bebrachas. So not just that, his subspecialty in halacha, he knows brachas really well. So Rav Zeira was excited to meet him. Amalem, so he told them, next time he comes to you, bring him to me. He once came to Rav Zeira. Afikule rifta, Rav Zeira brought bread. Pasach va'amar, he says, nu macha bracha. So he gets up and he makes a bracha. Baruch ata Hashem, elikeinu melech ha'olam. Moitzi lechem min haaretz, Amar. See, he said, "Zehu sha'im remal of the Adam Gadol baki bebrachas." This is the person that's a baki bebrachas. Now, why would you say he wasn't a baki bebrachas? Because he got the bracha wrong. It's not true. We just said everybody holds you could say moitzi lechem min haaretz. The reason Reb Zeira felt that this was a sign that he's not an Adam Gadol is because he felt that he should have said ha moitzi for a different reason. Because bishleim iyamer ha moitzi, Reb Zeira felt bishleim had he said ha moitzi, it would have been impressive, because Hashmina Taima, Hashmina Dilchas Rabbanon. Then he'd be saying a Chiddush. He'd be telling us the Halacha is like the Rabbanon. But Elo Dama, Moitzi, my Kamashwa, big deal. I'm Moitzi. Everyone knows Moitzi works. You want to say a Chiddush? If he's an Adam Gadol, he should be saying a Chiddush. Right, it sounds like I saw in the Shlema Mishnasa, he brings from here, we don't have time to go through the whole piece. It's like a Shmaka piece that you see from here that an Adam Gadol is someone that says a Chiddush. Because he had heard he was an Adam Gadol and then he didn't say a Chiddush. That means he's not an Adam Gadol. Apparently, an Adam Gadol says a Chiddush. So he said, you should say a Chiddush. Don't tell me something that we already know. He says, so why didn't he do that? Not because he wasn't in a Gadol. Because at the end of the day, he's making a bracha. Bracha is, you have to be very sensitive. Bracha Shein Etzricha, bracha. Right? It's a very big deal. Like Sisa, Seris Hadibris, Ten Commandments, even in English. Right, it's a very big deal. So he didn't want to get involved in that. So be that he didn't want to get involved in that. So it's for that reason he just said, "Moitzi lafuke nafshi miplukta." What's the bottom line? Vehilchasa. After all that, hamoitzi lechem in haaretz. The kaimelon karabonon, the amri, the apik mashma that hamoitzi is mashma something that happened in the future. That pasuk in parshas va'era v'idatem kani Hashem alokeichem hamoitzi eschem is referring to the state and the hakara the Yidu will have in the future about what had previously happened in the past. Point is, Hamoitzi is always mashma something that happened in the past, and it's for that reason that's what you're supposed to. Tosfos says, now one thing is mashma from the Gemara, that Moitzi for sure works, right? The Shaila was Hamoitzi. We pass like the Rabbanon, not like Chemya, that Hamoitzi for sure works. Okay, but Moitzi for sure should also work. So if that's the case, how come nobody says Moitzi lechem min haaretz? It sounds like it should work. It's a chiddush that Hamoitzi works. How come nobody says Moitzi lechem in haaretz? It's a Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says the reason we don't say Moitzi lechem in haaretz because you can confuse Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech Ha'olam Moitzi lechem in haaretz. So Ha'olam, that's the word before Moitzi or Hamoitzi, ends with a mem, Ha'olam, and then you have a mem again. So if you would say Moitzi instead of Hamoitzi, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Moitzi Lechem Min Haaretz, you would turn it into one word, it wouldn't be so clear. So to distinguish and to have a little hefsek between the word Ha'olam and Moitzi, we prefer Hamoitzi, which is the halacha anyways, and that's what we do. Halacha l'maisa, says the Gemara. V'ala yurakos saimus. What bracha do you make on yurakos? It's machoikis. The Tana, the Chachamim say in the Mishnah, Boyri Pri Adama. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda said, Boyri Minei Desham. So the Gemara from here until the bottom of the Amid is going to discuss what's the halacha regarding cooked vegetables. So cooked vegetables, what bracha do you make? Says the Gemara, Kitani Yurok is doing the past. The Mishnah mentioned what bracha you make on bread, and then the Mishnah mentioned what bracha you make on vegetables. And we seem to be putting the two together. Ma passion is not how they are. Now, bread was altered by fire, obviously. How do you make bread with fire? It's sometimes the sun, but with fire, right? So af Yurok is not Mishnah Nishnano, how they are. So it sounds like Yurok is to make a bread pre Adama, even if it was inside the sun, meaning even if it was cooked already, says the Gemara, Amar Abnoi, Mishmeda Abayas, I say Meris, if that's the case, you can prove from a subtle diak in the Mishnah, shlokos, cooked vegetables. Mevarchen aleihem boyri pri adam. Says the Gemara. On that note, a little bit of drama. Tarish Rav Chisda, Mishum Rabbeinu. Rav Chisda said over the name Rabbeinu Mani, who is Rabbeinu? Rav Shlokois, Mevarchen aleihem boyri pri adam. Cooked vegetables, he make a boyri pri adam. Rabbi Seinu, Yod Meretz Yisrael. And the Rabbi Seinu that came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Umanu, who are they? Ula Meshved, Rabbi Yechon, Ula the name Rabbi Yechon, Nama said, Shlokois, Mevarchen aleihem, Shakol Nibet Varis. Rav Chisda reported as follows. He got up, Darash Rav Chisda. He was holding a drasha. This is from behind the pulpit. And he said as follows. He said, Rabbi Seinu, who's Rabbi Seinu? Rav holds that cooked vegetables, shlokois, you make a bayir pri adama. He said, the Rabbi Seinu from Eretz Yisrael, who's that? What Ula reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, tracing itself back to Rabbi Yochanan, holds, you make a shahakol near bedvari. He said, Vani oimer, I want to be machria. I hold as follows. It depends what type of vegetable we're discussing. Kol shetchila, say shahakol, any vegetable that you make shahakol when it's raw, then shalkei, if you cook it, boire pri adama. Then you're going to make a boire pri adama. Shalkei shakol nibidvari. Any bracha that it's any vegetable that it's raw steak, you make boire pri adama. When you cook it, you make a shakol nibidvari. The kol shetchilasei shakol nibidvari. But shalku bayir pri adama. Any vegetable that in its natural state you make a shahakol, then when you cook it, you make a bayir pri adama. In other words, there's an inverse relationship between the halacha in terms of whether you make a bayir pri adama or a shahakol or cooked vegetables. If in its raw state you make a bayir pri adama, like most vegetables, then when you cook it, it's going to be a shahakol, like Rabbi Yochanan said. If in its raw state you make a shahakol, then when you cook it, it's going to be a bayir pri adama. What's the svara? The svara is if it's something that you can eat raw, that means the ikar of the vegetable is when it's raw. So you make a bayir pri adama then. Then when you cook it, it gets downgraded. If when it's raw, you make a shakal nibidvari, what does that mean? That means when it's in its raw state, people don't really eat it. So people don't really eat it. It's raw state, so it's fakir. Then when you cook it, it is in its ikar state. So it's then that you're going to make a bayir pri adama. So Gemara says, Bishlami kol shetchilas shakal nibidvari, shalku bayir pri adama. What's examples of vegetables that in their natural state you make a shahakal, when you cook it, you make a bayir pri adama? Mishkachas of the karva, the silk of the kara, cabbage, beets, and pumpkins. What's an example of a vegetable where tchilas is bayir pri adama, and then when you cook it, it should be a shahakol? Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchok mishkachas lo v'tumi v'karti, garlic and leek. Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Darish Rav Nachman. So we had Darish Rav Chisda Shkoyach, and now we have Darish Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman also darshan from behind the pulpit, and he said similar but not the same thing. Mishum Rabbeinu Mani Shmuel. He said, oh, again in the name of Rabbeinu. So who is Rav Chisda's Rabbeinu? It was Rav. Who is Rav Nachman's Rabbeinu? It was Shmuel. He said, shlokois. Again, cooked vegetables, mevarach aleihem bayir pri adam. V'chavirenu yod meretz Yisrael manu ulam shvei Rabbi Yechonam shlokos mevarach aleihem shakal nebedvar. So far it's pretty much the same. Vani oimer. Rav Nachman said, I hold, not like Rav Chisda. What did Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda said, there's no machloikis, meaning he was machria beinayim. He says, no, I hold b'machloikis shnuya. It's very much a machloikis. And in fact, this machloikis amirom really traces itself back generations earlier. It's really a machloikis tanup. Tanya, we're learning to the braiso. Yoitzim b'roka kashor mevushosh loini mayach divi rameyer. There's a machloikis tanon. If you take matzah leo pesach, and now you soak it in water, could you use this matzah now to be yoitzah your chiyuv be'erev toichu matzahs? Or not. Rav Meir says, you could. Yoitzim b'roka kasharui u'b'mevushol sholayni mayach. You could take matzah that's soaked in water, it's cooked, it's not a problem, gebracht, whatever, it's fine. Divrei Rav Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, yoitzim b'roka kasharui, if it's soaked, it's fine. Avoloi b'mevushol, once it's cooked, you can't. Avol b'sholayni mayach, even if it's not nimayach, meaning if it still has its original form, it doesn't matter. Still, it's not going to be okay. So the Gemara says, what's the hesber in the machlokes? Machlokes must be, when you cook matzah, do you still look at it as matzah? Or do you not look at it as matzah anymore? If you can be yoitz, it's still matzah. If you can't be yoitz, it's not matzah. Says the Gemara, maybe that's the same shayla regarding shlokos. Rabbi Yochanan, who said you make a shachal nibidvaroi on shlokos, is because he holds that Bishol alters it. So naturally, you make a bayir pri adama, said Rav Nachman, but once you cook it, it's going to be a shahakol. As opposed to Shmuel, who Rav Nachman's Rabbi Seinu was, who holds you make a bayir pri adama, he holds, like Rav Meir, that you could be yoitza with matzah that's mevushal. So you see that just because it's cooked, it doesn't change. But the Gemara says, v'lohi, even though you could stretch the two machloikeses and turn them into one, but the Gemara says it's certainly not muchach that way. You could argue, maybe everybody holds that a cooked vegetable doesn't make a bayir pri adama. What then is the machloikes Rav Meir and Rav Yossi? It's not whether cooking alters its natural state. Rather, it's a special halacha. It's a very specific, local, micro, point that Rabbi Yossi made that's only negei Leil Seder. And that is that matzah has to taste like matzah. And taste like matzah means the way matzah tastes when it comes out of the oven, but it wasn't cooked. Once you cook matzah, it doesn't have tam matzah anymore. It doesn't have tam matzah. It's for that reason you can't be yoytzah. But hach over here, fill Rabbi Yossi might, Rabbi Yossi can be might. Amr Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Shlokos, Mevarchan Aleim, Bayer Pri Adam. So the Gemara just gave us some insight into a drasha that Rav Chisda once held and a drasha that Rav Nachman once held. And in both of their respective drashas, Ula had said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that uncooked vegetables you make, Oshahakol Nia Bedvari. Now the Gemara says, Rav Chiyah bar Abba, who was a Talmud Muvak, he was one of the prized Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, he said over in the name of his Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan, no, cooked vegetables you make, Bayer Pri Adam, Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes, Rabbi Yochanan said, I heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Shachis Bavarchan Aleim, Shachol Nia Bedvari, they make a Shachol Nia Bedvari, which is what Ula had said, Amr Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, so Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok said, Kova Ula Lishabeshtek Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes. It's clear that Ula had heard, or claims to have heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that on cooked vegetables you make a Shachol Nia Bedvari. Rav Chisda said it, and Rav Nachman said it. Said Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, you know where Ula got it from? He was misled by Rabbi Yamin by Yefes. But Rabbi Yamin Yefes just said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. But really, the whole thing is a mistake. Because the truth is what Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. That even Rabbi Yochanan holds that on cooked vegetables, you make a Bayer Pri Adama. So the Gemara says, Toy bar Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir heard this and he was very taken aback. He said, V'chima inyin Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes, Eitzel Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba. He says, I don't even understand. Amachloik is Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes and Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba. Rashi says, as if they're equals. They're not equals. They're on completely different levels. Why? Says the Gemara. Rabbi bar Abba daik v'gamash ma'itim Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. Rabbi bar Abba, he was medayik every single word that came out of his Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan by Yefes daik. Rabbi Yefes didn't do that. V'oid, he said, Rabbi bar Abba kol tal siyemim ahadu tamudikam eid Rabbi Yochanan. You want to know what a tam Rabbi bar Abba is to Rabbi Yochanan? Every 30 days he would chazer his learning in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehovah didn't do that. He said, "Va'oid, Rabbi Zeira said, Barmi David, Barmi, forget about what I just told you. I'll tell you a real life story. Now, who turmas saw? There was a bean, a turmas bean. The sholkei leshev zimnim b'kteir. It was cooked 7 times in a pot. Va'achli lebikinu achsuda, and it was served once as dessert. So a nice shayya kachayya with a bean. It was served 7. It was cooked 7 times. They brought it for what's on the menu for dessert. This bean. So they bring it. Rabbi Yehovah was it? They didn't know what bracha to make. V'shalu Rabbi Yehovah of Amalu. He told me, "Varchin ilavei bayir pri adama. You make a bayir pri adama." This wasn't just cooked, it was cooked again and again and again and again and again. And still he paskin that you make a Bayer Pri Adama. So number one, Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba said it. So Rabbi Yomar Ephes can't argue with Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba. That's the first thing Rabbi Zeira said. And besides, I know a real life story. The story of the bean. Apparently people knew the story. So and they said, they asked Rabbi Yochanan and Shaila, what bracha do you make on the bean? And he said, you make a Bayer Pri Adama. So it's clear, even though it was cooked, it's not an issue. So the Gemara says, and not just that, he said, I'm Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba said, any reasons Rabbi Yochanan, I want to Rabbi Yochanan. I saw him eat a salty olive, and he made a bracha beforehand and after. So he said like this, if cooked vegetables are treated like vegetables, so cooked fruit would be treated like fruit, so a salted olive would be treated like a regular olive. Now, what does salted have to do with cooked? So Rashi and Tosfos both say, because there's a principle in Yerideya, Moliach is Kereseach, that when you salt food, it's as if you cooked the food. So this salted olive is like a cooked olive. So Bishloima, if Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba said, that a cooked vegetable would make a Bayer Pri Adama, a cooked fruit you would make a Bayer Pri Eitz. So I understand what Rabbi Yochanan was making a bracha before and after. What was the bracha before and after? Bitchila Mavarachal Bayer Pri Eitz, Ulubasait Mavarachal of Bracha Achas Mein Cholish. He made an aloe Eitz, Alpri Eitz, Eliamit Shulkas Abba Messiah Kaimi. But if you're going to tell me that once you cook a vegetable, you make a shahak, that means once you cook a fruit, you make a shakal as well. If that's the case, why do you make a bracha before and then a noch bracha? Bishlam b'tchila, I understand. You made a bracha rishonim b'varach l'shakal nibetvaroi. Elo l'besoif my b'varach. You make a bracha achroina when you make a shakal? So why do you make a bracha achroina? The Gemara says, what do you mean, you don't? Dilma b'ayr nefash is rabbis v'chasroin on kol mashar baris. You can't bring any rias from there. Of course you make a noch bracha. He saw Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba did Rabbi Yochanan, and after he ate a salty olive, he made a bracha achroina. That's a raya that he made an ala eitz al priya eitz. How do you know the bracha achrena wasn't ala eitz v'al priyetz? Maybe it was a bayir nefashas. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel, Yurakai Shadim Yoitz v'midech avasi b'pesach, Yoitz v'behenu b'kelach. Any vegetable that you can use for morer, b'leil ha-seidah, so previously we spoke about matzah, now we're talking about morer. Anything that you can use as morer, you could be yoitz with the vegetable itself or with the root of the vegetable. Avaloi kfushin, v'loi shlukin, v'loi mevushalm. We need shlukin mevushalm. If it was cooked, you can't. Says the Gemara, why not? If you're going to tell me you cook a vegetable, it's still a regular vegetable, you make a bayer pri adamo, why can't you be yoitzo with shlukin? So the Gemara says, shani hasam, debi'inan tamarer v'leka, the reason over there is because you need a tamarer, and in that case, there was no tamarer. A drop more Gemara. Omele Rab Yirmiyah the Rab Zera. Rab Yirmiyah told Rab Zera, in beis medrash b'lei chiddush, heichi mevarech al zayis moliach. How did Rab Yoichara make a bracha achroina on a zayis Moliach. What's the question? In order to make a bracha achroim, you have to eat a shear. What's the shear? You have to eat a zayas. So if you eat a zayas, did you eat a zayas? Of course. What do you mean? You ate the physical zayas, not just something that's the size of a zayas. And where it says no. You know why? Because you don't eat the whole olive. You're going to take out the pit. It's kibin the shakila ligarine, being that you're going to remove the pit. But ironically, an olive is not the shear of an olive because you always remove the pit. So if you remove the pit, it's going to end up being less. So how do you make a bracha achrayna? Now for bracha, we're saying you don't need a shear. But for a bracha achrayna, there's always a shear. So if Yochanan made a bracha when he ate the salty olive, what happened to the shear? Amalei, he told him, "Mi savris kizayis kodo be'ilon." Kizayis beinan ibinan. When we say that the amount that you have to eat in order to make a bracha achrayna is the size of an olive, how big does the olive have to be? Right? Be more specific. A small olive. It's a zayas beinani. It's not a large zayas. Vahuda isla kamed Rabbi Yochanan. So we have the bean that came to Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have the olive that came to Rabbi Yochanan. That olive that was brought to Rabbi Yochanan, zayas gadol haya. It was a big zayas. The alpha gav to shaklu the gari noisei, even though they removed the pit, pashle shiura, it still had the shear. The tanan zayas shaman. By the way, this is all a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, as relates to the shear of a zayas, if this Mishnah doesn't sound familiar, because it's in the 17th parak of Masechtas Kalim, zayas doesn't have to be small, not big. Ela beinani v'zeu aguri, and this is what's known as an aguri, the aguri olive. Rabbi Vo said, "Lo aguri shmoi." Its real name is not aguri; that's just a nickname. Ela avruti shmoi. Its real name is avruti. V'amri la some say samrusi shmoi. Its real name is samrusi. So why did it change its name? V'lama nikra shmoi aguri sheshamnei ogur b'soichay. Ogur in Aramaic means that it's gathered. The shemen is gathered. It's ready to come out. As opposed to the juices, Rashi says, of other fruit, where you have to kvetch it out. Over here, the shemen is ready. It's oozing already. It's ready to come out. And that's why this shemen this zayas was called the zayas aguri, even though its real name was the zayas avruti. And some say the zayas samrusi exhale. So just one ha'ara of raid as it relates to today's daf, which is also very much related to this week's parsha. And that is, before we eat bread, we make a bracha. What bracha do we make? Hamaytzi lechem in haaretz. What's the makar? It's a Mishnah. It's the first Mishnah in Perek Ketzem Mevarchem, the sixth Perek of Masechtas Brachos. Ketzem Mevarchem ala peiros, ala pas. You make hamaytzi lechem in haaretz. Stating that, the Gemara brought a braisa. In the braisa was a machloikis between Rabbi Nechemya and the Chachamim. The Chachamim said what the Mishnah said. Mahu oimer, what bracha do you make on bread? Hamoitzi lechem in aretz. Rav Nechemya argued. Rav Nechemya said you don't make hamoitzi lechem in aretz, but rather the bracha you make is moitzi lechem in aretz. So the Gemara said that at the core of the machloikis between Rav Nechemya and the Chachamim is a grammar shayla. It's a diktuk shayla. Hamoitzi, the word hamoitzi, does that suggest something that happened in the past tense? Or does that suggest something that will happen in the future? Rav Nechemya holds that hamoitzi is mashma something that will happen in the future. So you're sitting in front of bread, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, you're thanking Hashem for bread that's going to come from the Aretz next year? Doesn't make any sense. The Chachamim will know. Hamoitzi is da'apik mashma. It suggests something that happened already. Something that happened already, so you can make it. Now, moitzi also suggests something that happened already. And that's why the Gemara said the Ikra, then you can make a moitzi lechem in aretz, according to everybody. We don't do it because of the Yerushalmi, that Tosis quotes that we mentioned earlier. But as far as hamoitzi, whether that's okay or not okay, machlokes from Nechemya and the Chachamim, what's the yesod of the Shaila? The question is, hamoitzi, is that a past tense word, or does that suggest something that's going to happen in the future? Says the Gemara, Rav Nechemya said, I have a raya to my pshat from a pasuk. The pasuk says in the beginning of Parashas Va'era. So Parashas Va'era begins with Hashem's response to what Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Parashas Shmos. Right, Parashas Shmos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Moshe by the snare, and he tells him that I want you to go and go to Paroi, and then they back and forth for 7 days. Eventually Moshe goes to Paroi, and what does Paroi react to what Moshe said. He says, this is what the Jews are doing there. They have time now to think about escapes. He said, apparently the Jews aren't working hard enough. Make them work harder. And that's essentially what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu heard that. He was a little taken aback. He went to Hashem. He says, I don't understand. Why did you send me? I thought we had a deal. I thought I was going to go. I was going to be the one to take the Eden out of Mitzrayim. It turns out it's backfiring. I don't want to be the cause for my brethren to have to work even harder. So what does Hashem do? Ve'era, HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins and he speaks sharply to Moshe Rabbeinu and he tells Moshe that, listen, I understand it doesn't look like it's going to play out, but let the events unfold. Because I already promised Avram, Yitzchak, ve'Yaakov. I told them that I'm going to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim and I'm going to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem tells Moshe, I want you to be a shliach. This time, don't go to the Paroi, I want you to talk to the Jews. And he tells them the immortal words. The full choiness of Geula. Tell them, and they will know. So when is this happening? This is right after Tichbada Avoida Al Anoshim. This is before the Makkas. This is when everything is just looks like an unmitigated disaster. Everything is terrible. And Hashem tells Moshe, tell them that I will take the man of Mitzrayim. And what's the Lashon HaMoitzi? Oh, this is something that's going to happen in the future. It says from the Chem, you see HaMoitzi means an event that will take place in the future. So how could you sit down and break bread and say HaMoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz? Chum say, no, you're not understanding the Pasuk properly. You know what that Pasuk means? Hachi Kamu L'Kutcha Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling the Yidin, Kad Mafik Nu L'Chu, and I'm going to take the Yidin out of Mitzrayim. Avid Nu L'Chu Milsa, I will do something to the Jews. Ki Eicha Di Odisu, that will allow them to know, Danohu Dafikis Yaschem Min Mitzrayim, that I'm the one that took the man of Mitzrayim. In other words, the way you read the pasuk is, tell the Yid that I'm going to take them out of Mitzrayim, and when they leave Mitzrayim, I will do something so that they will know that I'm the one who took them out of Mitzrayim in the past. In other words, HaMoisi is describing what the Yidin will be makar after they already left Mitzrayim, in terms of who it is that took the man of Mitzrayim. But HaMoitzi is in the past tense, not in the future tense. That's this technical grammar, Shiloh, between Rav Nechemya and the Rabbanon. And that is the core of whether or not you could make a HaMoitzi like the Chachamim hold and like the Halachas, or like Rav Nechemya, you can make HaMoitzi. The Brach is Baruch HaTav HaShalom, Kenu Melech HaOlam, Moitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. The Gemara is Lashon. What it described the Rabbanon Shita is that Rabbanon understood the pasuk as follows. Hachi kamalu kutcha b'rich l'Yisrael. This is what the Ebeshah told Klai Yisrael. Kad mafiknu l'chu, when I'm going to take the Yidin Adam Yitzrayim, avidnu l'cham milsa keheche diya yidisu danahu dafikas yaschem yisrael. I'm going to do something that's going to allow you to know that I'm the one that took you Adam Yitzrayim. And I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, Rav David Yoel Weiss, he brings from Achronim that the Achronim struggle a little bit to understand Pashim Shana the Gemara. The Lashon HaGemara, let's just be medayik the Gemara. Hashem said, kad mafiknu l'chu, when I take you out of Mitzrayim, avidnu l'cha milsa, meaning after the Yidin already leave Mitzrayim, I will do something, ki heichad yadisu, that will prove to you that I'm the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. As if to say, Yitzis Mitzrayim itself won't be the proof. The Makkas, Dom Tzvardeya, Kina Moriv, the Tzach HaDash V'Achad, even Kriyas Yamsuf, maybe not. It sounds like it's something that's going to happen later, that will now be the proof, post de facto, that I'm the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. And the question is, what's that milsa? What exactly is that thing? So he brings a few different suggestions from the Achronim, but he brings one Dover Nifla that he heard from his Rebbe, the Hilig Esat Merov, the Divrei Yoel, and this is mentioned in Divrei Yoel Al HaTorah, Parshas Beshalach, where the Divrei Yoel said as follows. He said Pshat based on a Rambam, a very, very well-known Rambam in the 8th parak of Hilchas Yisoidei HaTorah. The Rambam over there says a very big Chiddush. He says, even though the Pasuk says in Parshas Beshalach, Vayaminu Bashem uVamoisha Avdo by Kriyas Yamsuf, but really Moshe Rabbeinu lo yaminu by Yisroel b'pnei Ha'oseh Sha'asa. The Yidin that believed in Moshe Rabbeinu, their emunah in Moshe didn't come from the miracles. Why not? Sha'amaymin al piyo says, because someone whose belief is predicated on moifsin, yesh b'libay doifi. It's never going to be a complete belief. There's always some insecurity. How do you know it didn't happen through some supernatural, magical powers? If so, says the Rambam, why Moshe Rabbeinu make all the moifsim? He says it was just practical. He says the Mitzrayim were chasing them. They were boxed in. What are you supposed to do? They have no choice. They split the sea. Right, Korach put up a fight. We had to get rid of them. We had to clean up the mess. So we put them in the ground. But the point is, all the oises, all the moifsim that Moshe Rabbeinu made, it was never for emunah. Because that's not a real amuna. That's a amuna that doesn't last. It's hamaymin al piyah oisayis yesh b'li b'daif. It says the Rambam, I'm skipping, if that's the case, uba meh aminu boy. So what then caused the Yidden to believe? The Yidden believed. So what caused the, if it wasn't the oisayis and the moifsim, then what was it? Says the Rambam, it was maymin har Sinai. Because at maymin har Sinai, einenu ra'u v'loi zar. V'ozneinu shamu v'loi achar. We saw it with our own eyes, we heard it with our own ears. Ha'esh v'hakoylois v'alapidim. V'unigash ala rofa. We saw Moshe Rabbeinu enter the cloud. V'akol medaber elav. There was a voice talking to him. V'anu shamim, we heard that voice. And the voice said, Moshe, Moshe, lecha mar lehem kach v'kach. That's what our amunah came from. Says the Rambam, our amunah, our real amunah came not from the oisus and the moifsim. That's amunah. Vayaminu b'Hashem, the Torah says edus, it's amunah. But it's not the real amunah that lasts. Because shamaymin al piya oisus yesh b'li b'doifi. What then caused the real amunah? Einenu ro, oznenu shamu, when? It was b'maymin har Sinai. Says the Rambam, it's for that reason you find, the pasuk says, v'gam b'cha yaminu l'oilam. We're after maymin har Sinai. Because it was after maymin har Sinai that the amunah became real. It wasn't an amunah, sheyesh b'libay doifi. It was a real amunah. That amunah lasts. And being that amunah lasts, now it's already, there's a testimony, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I promise you, this amunah is so real, it went so deep into the conscience of the Jewish people, that v'gam b'cha yaminu l'oilam, that thousands of years later, there'll be Jews that will be willing to give up their life for their amunah. Why? Because of what they saw and what they heard. All the neshamas were there. We were all there. What we saw b'maymin har Sinai. That's what the Rambam says in Perek Ches Hilchos Yisoid HaTorah. The truth is that this Yisoid of the Rambam is mefurish in the Ramban as well. And the Ramban says it in two places. He says it in his Pirush al HaTorah in Parshas Veschanon, and he lists it in his Shikras HaLavin, number two, in his commentary on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. I'll just read a drop of it from his Pirush HaTorah in Parshas Veschanon. The pasuk says, Raki Shom L'cho Shema Nafshachom Oid. You have to be careful, very, very careful. Pen Tishkach Es Advar Mashro Enecha. Not to forget what you saw. Upen Yasuru Muvavecha Kol Yemei Chayecha. Never, ever forget. Right? We can never forget. Not just that. We have to give it over to our children and to their children. What can't we forget? Says the Rambam, Yoim Asher Amadet Al Lefnei Hashem Alekecha B'Chayiv. The day that we stood at our Sinai, Be'emar Hashem Eilai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hakuli Yasa'om V'Hashmiyem Esdvarei Asher Yilmadu Liyiroi Sikol Hayom. We can never forget the day that we stood at our Sinai. The Gemara says, this pasuk is a makor that you're not allowed to forget Torah. If someone forgets Dover Echad Metairosa, it's very bad. It's a Gemara Menachis, and the Gemara, it's a Mishnah Novice, and it's learned that from this pasuk. Raki Shomel Choshma Nafshachon Ben Tishkach. You're not allowed to forget. But the Ramban says, I believe there's something else going on in this pasuk. Because does the pasuk say you're not allowed to forget Torah? That's not what it says. What can't you forget? Raki Shomel Choshma Nafshachon Ben Tishkach, etc., etc. What can't you forget? Yoyim Asher Madatol Lefnei Hashem Lekecha B'Chayru. It doesn't say you can't forget the Torah that you heard. It says you can't forget Maimed Har Sinai. You can't forget the event. Says Rambam, what's so important about the event? Why can't you forget the event? The event it was a nice event. It was amazing. It was a big Kiddush Hashem. But it was a Hechatimtso. That's all it was. It was a vehicle for us to receive the Torah. You can't ever forget the event. Imagine, you have to sit and tell your children and their children. Says the Ramban, literally in his own words, what the Rambam says in Perek Ches Hilchos Yisoid HaTorah. Because Maimed Har Sinai wasn't just the time and the place where we received the Torah. Maimed Har Sinai played a tremendous role in our amunah. Because what we saw in Maimed Har Sinai, we had never previously seen, and we will never see again. There was an unbelievable clarity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created the world. There was a clarity that Moshe Rabbeinu was acting as a shliach, as an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's for that reason we need to make sure that we remember Maimed Har Sinai. Because it was at Maimed Har Sinai that Ato HaReisol Adas Ki Hashem Hu Alikim Einoim Bavadoi. And our Amunah V'gam B'chay Aminu Loyim says Rambam, like the Rambam says, all came from Maimed Har Sinai. That's why it's so important that we don't forget Maimed Har Sinai. I was thinking, maybe that's pshat. We say in the Agada, Ilu Kervonu Lefnei Har Sinai V'loi Nosalanu Es HaTayru Dayeno. And everybody asks, right? After the four questions that every child asks at the Manishtana, this is like in the top 10 questions that are asked at the Seder, right? Every Dvar Torah. I understand, Har Sinai without the Torah, what's Har Sinai without the Torah? Could be this is the Vart, because at Har Sinai we got two things. We got the Torah, but in addition to the Torah, we got our Amunah. Our Amunah came from Har Sinai, the Pintel Yid, the fact that every Yid believes deep down in his Nesham, in his soul, He believes on Noichi Hashem Loikecha Asher Tzaisicha Mieretz Mitzrayim and Loyil Luchal Him Achir Malpana. The fact that he believes Hashem Loikeno and Hashem Echad, you know where that comes from? That comes from Maimir Ar Sinai. That's the Vegan Bechoy Yaminu Loilam. There was a Havtocha that we would always believe, that we would always believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. That came from Maimir Ar Sinai. That's something that we didn't need the Torah for. Ilu Kirvaru Lufnei Ar Sinai. It would have still had some value. But either way, he said the Hilagasat Mirov. He said, this is the Pshat. The Gemara says, our Kodesh Baruch Hu says in this Pasuk, says the Gemara, be medayik every word, every syllable in this Gemara. When I take you out of Mitzrayim, avidnu l'cha milsa ki hechi diya de'isu da'nohu da'fikus yaschem yimitzrayim. That when you leave, I'm going to do something that will make you, what's that thing that Hashem says I will do after you leave Mitzrayim, so that you'll know that I'm the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. You know what that thing says? It's Amar of the Torah. It's Maimir Ar Sinai. It's the Rambam Perek Chesul Chesu Say the Torah. It's the Ramban in Perek Tal Pasuk Tes in Parshas Vaschan and his Pirush Al Torah. It's the Ramban in his second mitzvah of Shikas Alavim in his commentary to the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's what it is. That's the milsa, because through Maimir Ar Sinai it became clear. Now it's not Amunah Sheyesh by Doifi. Now it just altered. It just went to another level. Now it's at the point of Vegam B'chay Aminu Loilam. I saw David Yoel Weiss is Moisev. He says, really, the whole pasuk sounds like that. Because what does it say? And afterwards, what does v'lokachti eschem li'la'am mean? This foolish shyness of God. That's why we drink four glasses of wine by the Leil Seder. V'hitzesi, v'hitzalti, v'go'alti, v'lokachti. So hitzesi, hitzalti, v'go'alti are all talking about leaving Mitzrayim. What's lokachti? Lokachti eschem li'la'am. If you take a look at all the Rishonim, Ebenezer, v'lokachti, kashe tekablu es ha-toyro al har Sinai. The Sephorna, V'lokachti eschem li'la'am, b'maimer Ar Sinai. All the Rishonim say, V'lokachti eschem li'la'am, says the Ramban, b'voyachem al Ar Sinai. Who's the Kabbalah of the Torah? V'lokachti is maimer Ar Sinai. That's the Pasuk. V'lokachti eschem li'la'am, maimer Ar Sinai. Then v'yisi lochem li'lekim, v'yadatem, and you're going to know, ki ani Hashem lokechem, hamoitzi eschem, mitachas, sivlis mitzrayim, and we'll end here.